the Ministry of Labor and Social Affairs.
Thank you, Secretary General. Good morning to everybody. I'm Evangelia Zeba from the General Secretariat for Social Solidarity. Regarding the DI strategy and action plan, they were finalized last July and presented to the stakeholders with the ASPD, who provided for the technical assistance. It describes the necessary reforms to develop an institutional and financial holistic framework for services that meet the individualized needs of vulnerable children and aims at promoting independent and inclusive living in the community, acting proactively regarding institutionalization. The strategy is part of the National Action Plan for Persons with Disabilities, and its implementation is being monitored through it. Regarding Lehina, the Welfare Center of Western Greece that participates to the DI program provided for in the relevant ministerial decision of 2017 has been subsidized with over 9 million euros from the state budget to implement the program. Six houses of supported living are being prepared to host four persons each. Two of them are almost ready. The transition will be gradual and based on individualized action plans already drafted by the center. 24 persons will move to the houses with the support of specialized personnel, and 18 will move to Athens to live in supported houses created by the Attica Center, which also participates in the program. The delays to the implementation were due to constrictions on recruitment of personnel in the public sector in the framework of the program for fiscal adjustments that would not allow the recruitment of personnel to staff the supported houses. Yesterday, though, the competent Ministry of Interior informed us that the request made by the Welfare Center to hire personnel has been approved, and within the next few weeks, the procedures will hopefully be completed in order to open in the summer the first two houses of supported living and move the first group of persons. The final goal is to eventually shut down the institution. Regarding the institutions providing for social services to vulnerable children, we would like to inform you that there are public and private legal entities operating under the supervision and monitoring of the General Secretariat for Social Solidarity, which is also responsible for a part of their funding through the state budget. The entities operate creative and daycare centers that provide inter alia for individualized services and vocational education and training. The operational standards for these structures are set by the General Secretariat for Social Solidarity. Thank you.
Thank you very much.